And part of it's the environment right now at the state level. There is a big push for, I would say, cutting taxes. You know, what I try to do in this role, and I know you all do too, it's look, we're put here to try to be efficient. Sometimes we have to spend money. I mean, we just went through a 2015 bond update. That was spending a lot of our community's money. And it's, I mean, we're members of this community too. And I think our community values education. It values what our district is doing for the kids in the community. But I think they expect us to use their money wisely and to be efficient. And that's what I've heard, that you don't come ask us for additional funds when you have unused capacity now. And you said it's the reason that it's even causes a little bit of angst is because it's hard. And I agree with that. And to me, the hard thing, I'll just tell you straight up, my kids, I mean, they go to Consol, and it's not hard for me to ask anyone to come to Consol. It's a fantastic school. I mean, quite literally, I am betting my kids' future on it. And I'm ecstatic with how it's going. The thing that's hard is asking people to change, and that's where we are. And it's not something that any of us up here would do lightly, because I know what that means in households and as people sit down for dinner. I mean, it's difficult when you ask anyone to change. And that's why we have these discussions and why we're angsting. But to me, from a fiscal standpoint, it's pretty clear what we need to do. Another thing I want to raise, I mean, we've talked about different numbers and how many kids. As I look at those things up there, it would be my hope that we, through a combination of the boundary adjustment, the examination of transfer policies or incentives, that we get enough, what I really, capacity utilization, quite frankly, using the space we have, so that we don't have to do this again until we're ready to have a third high school. Because, I mean, the reality is this is hard, very hard on our community. And it's, I know it's hard on us. And it takes a lot of energy that we could be spending elsewhere in terms of making our community great and building the kids and funneling into them and their programming.